از هوا نوالتر مزرعه مرتب کنید که نیمسون زیادتر دوی نه.
First of all, we're sorry for being late here. There were very important issues to be discussed. We beg your pardon. It is an honor that we have His Excellency NATO Secretary General, Mr. Stoltenberg here, who was previously the Prime Minister of Norway. First, I would like to thank His Excellency NATO and all partner countries for their cooperation with Afghanistan. They stood with shoulder to shoulder with us, and thousands of NATO troops, both civilian and military, forces have made sacrifices here in Afghanistan. We will always remember them. The 2,000 of NATO troops have been wounded during their mission in Afghanistan. NATO, especially during the past 5 years, has helped Afghanistan in enhancing the capability of Afghan forces. I would like to thank His Excellency the NATO Secretary General and all other partner countries who helped us, and we would like to reassure them that on December 31st this year, NATO combat mission will end in Afghanistan successfully, and I congratulate him and NATO on this. And I also congratulate the Afghan forces. Our Afghan security and defense forces are taking the responsibility of security step by step for the protection of their country. After 31st December, only Afghan security and defense forces will have the authority to use of weapons in Afghanistan. But 31st of December does not mean end of NATO cooperation, but it will be a new chapter of cooperation between Afghanistan and NATO. And I thank His Excellency Secretary General of NATO for their strong commitment that they will remain committed to helping Afghanistan. And the differences that under the new program, they will train, advise, and assist Afghan security forces. And now there are clear commitments in this regard. We will implement together the details of these commitments. At the same time, I would like to thank His Excellency and all NATO partners, presidents, for making commitments to Afghanistan in the transformation decade. Afghan armed forces and Afghan security forces will bravely defend their country, but we still need financial support. And in this respect, they renewed their commitment in this regard, and we are sure that they will continue their financial support as well. We should note that the future of Afghanistan, without having a strong economy, we need to find national sources for sustaining our forces. So we are determined to establish a system in Afghanistan in which we will be able to make Afghanistan stand on its feet. Standing on its feet does not mean that we will not need international support. Our relations with the international community will continue. Not as the NATO Secretary General, but as a great Norwegian politician who served as Prime Minister in two terms in Norway. That Norway is the only country which, when it found natural sources, they found good ways for handling these natural sources, and they made a fund for creating better generations of their country in the future. Afghanistan is rich in natural resources, and we would like to manage these natural resources in a transparent in a better way, so that our future generations would be able to use and exploit these resources. And we would like to ask His Excellency Mr. Stoltenberg for their cooperation in this regard as well. And this is not your first visit to Afghanistan, but it is your first visit to Afghanistan as NATO Secretary General. We will do whatever we can so that we encourage you to come back to Afghanistan, and we open a new chapter of cooperation between the two. Thank you.
Good afternoon. First of all, I'd like to express that I'm really pleased to be here in Kabul and also to be together with the President. And thank you so much, President Ghani, for the warm welcome and for the excellent meeting. It lasted a bit longer than planned, but that's just an expression of the close relation on the relationship we have developed for so many years. I'm also grateful to the Chief Executive Officer, Dr. Abdullah, for our very productive meeting earlier today. And you have both shown great leadership in setting up the National Unity Government. And you have both shown your commitment to a partnership on behalf of the Afghan people. And I salute your leadership, and I strongly welcome your commitments. These are key for the democratic and united and stable development of Afghanistan. NATO and our partners have stood with Afghanistan for more than a decade. The ISAF mission brought together 50 nations, the largest coalition in recent history. And that's great for all of us that we have been able to work so close together. And together we have done what we set out to do. Our nations are safer and Afghanistan is stronger. We owe this to the courage and the sacrifice of our troops. We have made our nations safer by pursuing the international terrorists who used Afghanistan as a safe haven to launch horrific attacks. And we have made Afghanistan stronger by helping building capable national security forces. And together we have created the conditions for a better future for Afghan men, women and children. This progress has come at a great cost. to NATO, to our partners, and to Afghanistan. We will hold those who lost their lives in our memory, and we must honor by remaining committed to our joint efforts all those who lost their lives, and which we are going to honor by staying committed to our common cause. At the end of this year, Afghan forces will assume full responsibility for the security of this country. And I am confident that they are ready. I have seen some of you, of your command units today, and they are very impressive. And you can be truly proud of them. And of all the 350,000 soldiers and police who will continue to protect Afghanistan every day. Next year, we will open a new chapter. The future of Afghanistan will be in Afghan hands. But our support will continue. We will start a new mission to train, advance, and assist Afghan forces. We will also continue our financial support. And as President Ghani and I discussed, we want to further develop our long-term partnership with Afghanistan. At the same time, we count on our Afghan partners to play their part and to live up to the commitments they made. I look forward to the timely completion of the parliamentary process of a status of forces agreement and to further progress on good governance, the rule of law and human rights, including the rights of women. And I commend you, Mr. President, for your strong personal leadership as you move forward on all these vital issues. I invited you, Mr. President, to our NATO ministerial meeting in the beginning of December. And I'm honored to announce that you accepted the invitation and that the President will join us at our NATO ministerial meeting the 2nd of December. I've also invited the Chief Executive Officer, Dr. Abdullah, to attend the same meeting. The Afghan people have chosen the path of peace and democracy, and I am here to confirm NATO's continued commitment to stand with you. So thank you so much, Mr. President, and also thanks to Chief Executive Dr. Abdullah for welcoming me today. I wish you well, and I look forward to working closely together with both of you at these decisive times of Afghanistan. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Four questions? Yes, please. If you could use a mic. If seen themselves as being subjects into citizens, carriers of rights, and carriers of obligation. When we are united, and when we are determined to overcome obstacles, history has shown that nothing can prevent us. There are lots of small obstacles. But let me assure you of our capabilities. Afghanistan is here to endure the way we've endured for 5,000 years. We are a people of psychological certitude. We know who we are and we are determined to be who we are. But we are also very much a people living in the 21st century. 36% of our women vote. They are key to change the old image into the new. We are a young country. While ancient, our youth want opportunities, they welcome globalization. Our desire is for peace, and for sustainable peace, so that peace will be enduring. We see ourselves as the roundabout of Asia. We are a people determined and a government to make sure that forces that are otherwise good forces, that are otherwise seen as contention, meet on a platform of cooperation. So I see the opportunities. We will overcome the challenges no matter what they are.
His Excellency President, first welcome, I want to welcome the Secretary General to Afghanistan. Two days ago, the NATO forces general commander in Afghanistan had the conversation or interview with an international media and said that you will remove the obstacles or the limits of the international force in Afghanistan that President Karzai, the former President Karzai, had laid. What promises you have made in this regard with the Secretary General? The security situation needs measurements. I have tasked my security forces to use the best method in which the civilians' life could be secured, as well as our forces' sacrifice could be prevented, and they bring us bring me that plan. They have received that instruction, and after keen thinking, we will decide on this. Hamid Mayer from Shamshad TV. President, His Excellency President, currently security is getting worse in many of the provinces. And how do you see suitable that by the end of this year, the NATO forces are leaving Afghanistan? Do you see it suitable? In our history, Afghans, once they had consensus for the international forces to come to Afghanistan and help us, now, thanks God, that and with the people's determination, our army and national forces all are volunteer forces. No one has enforced them to come. Now the people of Afghanistan are determined, and that's why I would like to thank all the security forces who has voluntarily working serving Afghanistan. We witnessed that some are again and again registering for voluntary service to the forces. NATO mission in the 1st of January is changed to assisting us in training, in financial support, and equipping our forces. This is a new chapter. Based on this new chapter, we will go ahead. The current insecurity in the provinces, it's a change of atmosphere. that the East Asia and Islamic countries are facing that threats. These threats will be changed. It is not the threat against one country, and we are strongly determined that in an integrated effort, we will receive to the peace. The National Unity Government has a strong commitment to bring peace in Afghanistan, and in the coming months, step by step, we will reach to our national goal, inshallah.
Was not certainly best friends with the former Secretary General, but now you're both in a honeymoon period, you're forging a new partnership. How would you describe your personal relationship? And Secretary General Stoltenberg, what is the furthest NATO is prepared to go if things get worse in backing Afghan forces in the sky, in targeting Taliban leaders and with a commitment to when? To 2016? To 2024?
Please.
We are going to do what we have planned to do and what we have agreed to do, and that is to, first of all, to end the ISAF mission in an orderly and responsible way. Then we are focusing on how we are going to learn to launch the rescue support mission on the 1st of January. And that is an important mission because that's the way we are going to continue to be present in Afghanistan by taking, advising and assisting Afghan forces and Afghanistan, making them even more able to take full responsibility of their own security. Then in addition, as the President said, we are going to finance, we are going to make good on our pledges, promises on financial contributions to the Afghan national security forces, and we are looking into the long-term relationship, how we can develop a long-term partnership. So we are ending the combat mission, meaning that we are not going to be engaged in combat operations anymore. So we are starting a new chapter, a chapter where the responsibility for the future of Afghanistan is in the hands of the Afghans. And we can do that because we have done what we set out to do. Our nations are safer, Afghanistan is stronger, and that's the reason why we are able to move into this new chapter where we're going to focus on trade, assistance, and advice. When it comes to the duration of the rescue support mission, there has not been any decision taken on the duration. So that's something we are going to discuss later on. But our main focus now is to launch the rescue support mission as planned the 1st of January, being a mission which aims at training, assisting, and advising.
Let me first thank the Secretary General for having invited me to the NATO ministerial meeting at the beginning of December, which will be just before the London conference. I'm honored to accept. And I begin with that because we need to form a new discourse, a new way of relating, and new mechanisms for our cooperation. President Karzai's relation with NATO was not personal. It took place in the context of immense use of force. And whenever immense force is used, it leads to complications. And containing of those was the reason the President Karzai so graciously asked me to lead the security transition. And I think history will bear witness that our security transition not once got to your press pages, because we were focused on a clear objective, delineating a very clear process that I had the honor of suggesting and persuading. And thirdly, we adjusted each other's changing context. So we have a recipe for cooperation. This is not a question of a honeymoon. It is a question of creating a sustainable partnership. Honeymoons come and go. Sustainable partnerships endure. Our relation with NATO countries, first of all, derives from a sense of mutual threat. Afghanistan is the front line where NATO country citizens can either live peaceful lives or their lives can be disrupted. Globalization both has enormously good aspects, but it also has ugly aspects. And the ugly aspect of globalization means that there are no fortresses. No country can be turned into a fortress, no continent can be turned into a fortress. Europe cannot be a fortress, nor can the United States. We share a common faith that threats it brought us, but the threats were a negative driver of our partnership. Now we are focusing on value propositions that would bring us forth to sustain and deepen and broaden this. Rights of women, rights of citizens, rule of law, democratic governance, well-being, governing of our natural resources, cooperating on environmental issues. So I see a very rich field, and no one better suited than my good friend, Mr. Stoltenberg, to initiate and further this. Both of us are beginning with jobs, so give us please a break, so that we can.
And let me just add one thing related to this question of our personal relationship, and that is that I agree with the President Ghani that to use the phrase homonym is not, what should I say, a very precise way of describing our relationship. Honeymoon is something which is very nice, and that's good to have. But it's not the right way of describing our relationship, partly because the honeymoon is when you start the relationship. But we have had a relationship for many years. So there are two, which I said, grown-up men who are working on a long-term relationship, and we are developing that together. And I really appreciate to be able to develop my relationship with President Ghani in his new capacity as president and my new capacity as Secretary General of NATO. But we have been working together, we have met before, and we know each other from our previous capacities, and that makes it even better, and I'm even more certain that we will be able to have a close, good working relationship in our two new capacities.
Thank you.